Please, if you have your Bibles with you, turn to the Old Testament prophet Isaiah.
你们有带圣经的弟兄姐妹，就请你们打开以赛亚。
We will read from Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14.
我们会在以赛亚书读58章的第13到第14节。
Listen carefully to this reading of God's holy word.
请你们侧耳听。 上帝的圣话，你若在安息日，调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意。 不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你成下的地的高处，又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。Let
us pray.
我们低头一起来祷告。Our
gracious God and Father, we thank you for this day.
慈爱的天父，我们为今天而感谢你。
This is the day that you've made, and we do rejoice and are glad in it.
这天是你赐给我们的，我们在当中充满着喜乐。
We do thank you for this opportunity once again to hear from your word.
我们也感谢你赐给我们这个机会，可以再次的听主你的话语。
And we pray that by your Holy Spirit you would help us.
我们也求主你用你的圣灵来帮助我们。
To receive this teaching with faith and love.
让我们借着信心，我们来接受主你的教导。That
we would lay it up in our hearts.
让我们能够真的把它放在我们的心里。And
that we would practice it in our lives.
让我们在日常的生活当中，我们可以把它操练出来。Father,
I ask that the words of my mouth.
主，我们求主你让我口中所说的话。And
the meditations of our hearts.
让我们心里所需要的一致。
Would be acceptable in thy sight.
让我们能够凭你来接受。For
it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣圣名的祷告。阿门。Amen.
Well, I want first of all to take this opportunity to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我先要用这个机会来问好你们，奉。 我们的主耶稣，救主，主耶稣的名。It
is a great privilege for me to be here this afternoon.
我们感觉很荣幸，今天下午可以来到你们当中。Since
some years back, when I met Jerry in Vienna, I have prayed often and thought often of your congregation here in Zurich.
我自从几年前在维也纳碰到了 Jerry， 我就不断的，多次的。
And so it is with great pleasure that I'm here today and thank the Lord for this opportunity to be with you and fellowship.
所以我今天是充满着喜乐，可以来到你们当中，来跟你们一起享受上帝的同在。
My calling in ministry brings me a great blessing.
我被呼召来侍奉上帝。 其实对我来说是一个很大的祝福。
The Bible tells us that on the last day, from every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue, there will be a people before the throne of grace.
上帝告诉我们说，将来会在美国、美族、每个这样每种语言当中。
And because of my being able to travel around the world and working with many different churches in many different countries, I hear the name of Christ proclaimed and praised in many different languages.
结果就是因为通过我的服事，我在不同的国家，可以听到不同的语言都一样在宣告。
So he gives me a foretaste of that great day to come when we will all be together in the presence of the Savior.
所以在服事当中，我就可以尝到将来上帝的应许给我们的万国当中、万不同的语言的老百姓当中的子民当中，都有宣告主的名的这种美丽的滋味。
So I pray God's blessing upon your continued ministry here in Zurich.
我就求上帝他可以吃不同的不断的祝福给你们这里的教会还有这里的事工。
I've chosen today to speak to us, preach to us out of Isaiah chapter 58.
我选择今天用以赛亚书58章的一段经文来向你们证道。
On the subject or topic of the Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath.
这个主题就是基督要守的安息。
In many of my travels, I have discovered that there is much confusion about the Sabbath.
我在不同的地方，我就发现了很多教会当中会保留一种对安息日一个不正确，甚至稍微乱一点的概念。
Confusion whether we have a Sabbath or if we do, how do we keep the Sabbath?
那他们不清楚的地方会包括。我们到底还守不守安息日？这个如果守安息日呢，就怎样来守？
Now this is very evident in the way some would look at the fourth commandment in Exodus chapter 20.
那在出埃及记第二十章那里的十诫当中，我们看到第四条的诫命，很多基督徒会觉得应该很清楚。
Remember, it is that commandment that says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy."
那个第四条诫命就告诉我们说要当守安息日，要纪念为圣日。
Some just ignore that commandment. It means nothing to us in the 21st century.
有些人就干脆忽略了这一个诫命，他觉得21世纪这条的诫命对我们是没有功效。
Sometimes try to reinterpret the Ten Commandments by saying, well, nine commandments are applicable to us, but that one commandment has nothing to do with us.
又有一些人说十诫里面呢有九条的诫命其实可以应用在我们基督徒身上，但有一条呢其实不是给我们的，是给犹太人。
And yet if we look at the whole of scripture,
但是当我们看整本的圣经的教导，
we see that Sabbath observance is set out in the strongest of terms throughout the Bible.
我们就会发现其实要应当守安息日这条诫命用最激烈的最强势的方式一直被强调。
And that commandment to keep the Sabbath is accompanied by the greatest promises of blessings from the Lord.
结果每次一提到说当守安息日，旁边上下文就会有一些最大的跟守安息有关系的祝福。
Isaiah the prophet was called by God,
先知以赛亚他是被上帝呼召
to be kind of like a prosecuting attorney against the nation of Israel.
他就当一种国家的律师，好像在控告以色列一样。
Though God had given to this nation many blessings throughout the years and the centuries,
上帝在不同的时刻历历代代的给以色列施了恩。
Israel was constantly rejecting God and rejecting His way.
但是以色列人不断地拒绝了上帝，也拒绝了上帝向他们要求的方式。
As a result, God was going to chastise His people. He would discipline them to bring them to repentance.
所以上帝就要用不断的方法来管教他们，让他们悔改。
A particular sin that Israel had committed.
那其中的他们经常犯的一种罪
was that they were turning their feet away from the Sabbath and seeking their own pleasures.
他们就是调转了他们的脚步，离开了守安息日的这个习惯，反而去操作私事。
Now what does that mean?
那这个是什么意思？
Turning their feet from the Sabbath.
就是调转脚步，
Well, the text,
离远安息日是什么意思？
Well, the text here tells us, one, that it means they were trying to go their own way.
就是这里的经文有告诉我们，就是在做自己的走自己的道路，做自己的事情。
Or literally, they were trying to set their own boundaries.
让他们自己给自己定一个限制。
Now, life is full of boundaries.
那我们生命当中是有很多不同方面的限制。
When we were first born, we were kept in a crib or a playpen, and it was a boundary. We couldn't go any further than that little area.
当我们刚刚出生的时候，我们就放在一个卧里面哈，一个床里面哈，不能离开，我们就因此被限制。
A little bit later, we were allowed to be in a room.
我们再大一点呢，我们就父母就允许我们在一个房间里面。
As we got older, we could go out into the backyard, into the play area.
再长大呢，我们就可以到后院里面，在外铺里面去。
And then eventually, our parents would say, "You can play out on the street with your friends."
那再大一点呢，父母就会允许你可以在街上跟你的朋友一起玩。
As we got older, our boundaries continued to expand.
那当我们长大的过程当中呢，我们所面对的这个限制一直在扩大。
But yet you and I still live in boundaries.
但是仍然，你我都生活在一个限制的范围里
面。I live in the boundaries of the United States.
我是被美国而限制。
You live in the boundaries of Switzerland.
你是被瑞士而限制。
If I want to come to Switzerland, I have to get special permission to come into your boundaries.
我如果从美国要来瑞士，我要争取一个特别的许可才能够来瑞士。
In the same way, you need to get special permission to come into my boundaries.
那你们到美国去，也仍然要争取一个特殊的许可才能够到美国去。
But one of the things that often happens with boundaries,
但是这方面的这种限制呢
，especially when we're young people,
特别当我们年轻的时候。
My father would say to me, "You can only go this far. You can't go any further."
我父亲经常告诉我们说，你只能走到这里，不能超越这一点。
And I would say, "Why not?"
我就会反问他，为什么不可以？
And he would say, "Because I set the boundary, and that's as far as you can go."
那我父亲就告诉我，因为是我给你定的一个极点。
I didn't like the boundaries my father set.
我虽然不喜欢我父亲给我
定的。And so I would decide.To turn my foot away from his boundaries, to go my own way.
所以呢，我就转我的脚步，就往另外一个方向走，走自己的路。
That's what God has said Israel is doing with regard to the Sabbath.
那上帝就告诉以色列人，他们关于安息日就是这样做的。
Six days you can labor, one day is mine.
六天你可以忙碌，一天是属于我的。
Israel was saying, but we want all seven days. We don't want this boundary of six and one.
但以色列说，我们不喜欢这样的一个六加一的限制，我们要所有的七天。
And so they started violating the boundaries by turning their foot away.
所以他们就犯了上帝给他们定的这个限制，然后就转他们自己的脚步了。
Secondly, it's evident by their seeking their own pleasure, it says in these verses.
那在这里看到第二点，他们在寻找自己的私欲。
The Westminster Shorter Catechism asks the question, what is the chief end of man?
What is that?
The Westminster Shorter Catechism.
西敏的小要理问答。
First question,
第一个问和答
ask what is the chief or the most important purpose of man?
就是人生最要大的目的是什么？
And that answers it by saying to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
然后就是要荣耀上帝，以他为乐。
Well, the Israelites were answering that question differently.
那以色列人呢，他就会用另外一个方式来。
They would,
回答这个问题
in answer to the question, what is the chief end of man?
他们，你最大的人生最大的目的是什么？他们怎么回答？
They would say the chief end of man is man himself and to enjoy himself forever.
他就觉得人生最大的目的呢是人生自己来享受他自己。
You see, they saw their life as only being that which makes them feel good. That's the pursuit of life.
他们就觉得人生的目的呢，是任何的让自己能够有享受、有很好的感觉的。
It's kind of like our 21st century. If it feels good, do it.
这个好像今天的21世纪，只有感受的好，感觉好，就做。
And basically, And basically, that's what Israel was doing. They were breaking God's boundaries. They were seeking only their good feeling, only their happiness.
那这个就是以色列在做的。他们犯了上帝的诫命，然后只寻找自己的好处。
And then they also began to speak their own words.
然后他们也开始讲自己的实话。
Which literally means they had their own truth.
就是字面来理解呢，就是他们给自己定了自己的真理。
Everyone had their own opinion.
每个人都有自己的想法。
Everyone basically said, do what's right in your own eyes.
每个人都自己说，只要你自己认为是对的，你就去做吧。
There is no absolute truth.
没有绝对的真理。
Everything is relevant.
任何的东西都是相对的。
What's true today won't be true tomorrow.
今天是对的，不一定明天还是对。
So even if our fathers had to keep the Sabbath, we don't have to keep it today.
虽然我们以前的祖先他们是守了安息日，我们今天不一定要守。
And nobody can tell our children what they must or mustn't do. They will choose on their own.
更加没有一个人可以告诉我们的子孙将来他们一定要做什么，因为他们将来会自己决定。
And God describes this as a sinful act.Of Israel to turn their foot away from the Sabbath.
那上帝就告诉他们说，这个是他们所犯的其中一个大罪，就是因为他们调转他们的脚步。
But God says to them two things about the Sabbath. He says it is His holy day, the holy of the Lord.
但是上帝告诉他们关于安息日有两件事，第一是属于上帝的，是圣洁的，是圣日。
God is the author, God is the creator of the Sabbath, the weekly cycle that we experience in our everyday lives.
上帝就是创造那定义这个安息日的，定义我们每周所要体验的这个循环。
And what God says to Israel is, listen, all the other 6 days you can do all of your work, you can do all of your pleasure, but this one day is My holy day. I've set it apart just for me, as it were.
那上帝告诉我们说，有六天你可以做你的工作，你可以做你的，你可以寻找你的私欲，但只有一天是属于我的，是圣洁的，我是把它分别为圣的。
And so Israel was called on by God to repent and to keep the Sabbath.
那上帝就用先知来提醒以色列人，让他们悔改。让他们重新来守安息日。
And keeping the Sabbath meant three things.
那守安息日呢，意思就会有三个方面。
They were to make the Sabbath holy.
他们要把它看成是圣日。
They were to make the Sabbath a delight.
他们要在当中有喜乐。
And they were to make the Sabbath honorable.
然后他要用尊敬的态度。
Now we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second, but God then promised to them a reward if they sanctified His day.
那这三点我们待会再讲，但是上帝就应许他们说，只要他们能够遵守安息日，他就会给他们赏赐。
In verse 14, He says, Then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth,And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.
第十四节他说，你就以耶和华为乐，耶和华要使你承驾地的高处，又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。
That if the children of Israel repented of their sin, they would come to delight in the Lord.
那只要以色列人愿意悔改，他们就会以耶和华为乐。
Now think about what Isaiah is saying here.
那我们要思考一下，以赛亚在这里在讲什么。
When I was a young boy growing up, I got along with my father very well as long as I was fulfilling all the rules.
当我年轻的时候，我每次跟我父亲都相处得非常好，只要我在一直听他的话的情况之下。
And when I would break the rules, I would get in trouble.
那每次我违背他所定的规矩的时候，我就 着麻烦。
And because I was breaking the rules, my father became a burden to me.
那每次呢，我违背了我爸所定的规矩，我爸就成为我的负担了。
Every time I would see him coming, I'd go, "Oh no, here he comes! I'm going to get in trouble again."
那每次我看到他来，我就在想，心里就想了，啊，糟糕了，我又会遭殃了。
But when I was doing that which was right,
但是每次如果我按照他所说的去做的话
then when my father would come around, it wouldn't be a burden, but it would be a joy.
我在听他的话的时候，每次我看我爸。他就不是一个负担，他是我的喜乐。
Well, what's happening with Israel is as they break God's law, God becomes a burden to them. God becomes harsh to them.
那以色列也是这样，他们违背了上帝的诫命，那上帝就成为他们的负担了，因为上帝就会严厉对待他们。
But God says to them, if you begin to sanctify my Sabbath, if you keep it holy, if you do this work, then when I come into your presence, it won't be a burden, but it'll be a joy, a delight.
那上帝说，当你们守我的圣日，你把它看成是圣日，你守我的诫命的时候，那这个就不会成为你的负担了，它会成为你的喜乐。
And doesn't the Bible teach us that one of the things we're supposed to do is delight ourselves in the Lord?
那圣经一直有告诉我们说，我们其中要做的一个事情，我们就是要以耶和华为我们最大的喜乐。
We just sang that hymn, "Be happy in Jesus."
我们就刚才唱了，我们
trust and obey.
我们要信靠顺服
，delight in the Lord.
要以耶和华为乐
，trust and obey.
信靠顺服。
You see, and God says, "If you do this, then you will delight in me."
那上帝告诉我们说，你如果遵守呢，你就会以我为乐。
Secondly, he says, "You'll ride upon the high places of the earth."
那上帝也给我们一个应许说，我们将会乘驾地的高处。
This, I thought of two illustrations.
那我用两个比喻来解释。
Last week, about a week and a half ago, as I was here in Switzerland, one of my grandsons was here with me.
那在前个礼拜，我已经来了瑞士了。我的其中的一个孙子跟我一起在这里。
And there in the eastern part of Switzerland is the mountain Sentis.
Sentis.
Yes.
那他们就在瑞士的东部有一个山叫 Sentis.
And so we went up the mountain. We're sitting on the top, and you could look out and see Austria, and you could see Lake Constance in Germany, and you could see Switzerland stretched out in front of us.
所以你上到那个山顶的时候呢，我们就会在东边看到了奥地利，在北边呢看到了德国，在西边呢就看到整一个瑞士。
And there I was sitting on the top of this mountain with my grandson saying, "We're on top of the world. We can see everywhere."
那我就在那个山顶呢，告诉我的那个孙子说，我们好像是在世界最高之处了，我们可以看到全世界。
Now,In one sense, I had brought my grandson up to sit on the top of the world. He was riding high.
那从某种方面呢，我是带他来乘驾地的高处了啊，他就是在地的一个很高的地方。
And he suddenly turned to me and said, "Grandpa, this is so cool. I am so glad to be here."
那他就转身跟我讲说，爷爷，这个非常的酷。我真的很高兴今天来到这里。
You see, what was happening was, here's my grandson delighting in me on the top of the world, riding high.
那这个就是我的孙子呢，以我为乐，正好在乘驾地的高处。
In essence, what God is saying is, that's what will happen when you sanctify the Lord's Day. We'll be riding high saying, "Lord, this is so great, we delight in you."
那这个就是上帝给我们的应许。当我们遵守他的诫命的时候，我们会以他为乐，就好像乘驾高的地的高处一样。
And then last,
我们会转向他，告诉他说：“这个很酷，我们很高兴。”
And then lastly, it says he will feed us with the heritage of Jacob, our father.
他这里又写说，他要以我们的主雅各的产业养育我们。
In other words, God is saying to us, "I will give you all the promises that are recorded for you in Scripture."
那另外一句话就是，经上任何的有记载的应许，我都赐给你。
All the promises promises he gave to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob will be passed down to us.
那任何的他曾经给过亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各的应许，都放在我们身上。
And to assure us of the reality, God says, "The mouth of the Lord has spoken it."
然后最后呢，他还让一句话来让我们有一个确据哈。他就说这是耶和华亲口说的话。
God gives the final word.
那是上帝讲最终的话。
God is not a man that he should lie.
那上帝不是人，所以他不会骗。
God is not the son of man that he should break his promises.
上帝不是人子，他也不会违背他自己的应许。
But all the promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ.
任何的应许都是是的。成全了，阿们，在我们的救主耶稣基督里面。
So what God tells Israel is that they are to make His day holy, delightful, and honorable.
所以上帝告诉他们说，他们要尊他为圣日，要在当中有喜乐。
Honorable.
然后要尊敬他。
So how do we make the day holy?
我们怎么来尊他为圣日？
Well, Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4 tells us, in answer to the question, who will ascend the hill of the Lord? Who will stand in the tabernacle of God?
就是诗篇的第24篇3到第4节给我们一个答案，就是谁能够登高山高处去。
Verse 4 says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart.
就是心里纯正的人可以登到那个地方去。
Now, clean hands refers to outward action. It's the things we can see, what our hands are doing.
那我们手是洁净的，就是指那些 Can you say again?
Clean hands.
Yeah.
Outward action.
就是使我们外在的一些行动，没有违背上帝的诫命。
And a pure heart refers to inward piety.
然后心里纯正的是指我们内在的。纯正内在的顺服。
When I was a boy growing up,
当我是一个小孩在长大的过程的时候，
my mother had two rules for dinner.
我妈关于晚餐呢只有两个规矩。
We ate dinner every night at 5 o'clock.
我们每次的晚餐是下午五点吃饭。
And the first rule was I had to be there on time.
第一个规矩就是必须要准时。
If I was 15 seconds late, I was late, couldn't eat dinner.
如果我只是晚来了15秒钟，就算是晚来了，没得晚饭吃了。
The second rule was I had to come to the table with clean hands.
第二个规矩呢，就是我要洗完手，是手干净的、洁净的手来。
You know, as little boys, we get pretty dirty, so my mom would say, "You come to the table, you come with clean hands."
所以有时候我们小男孩玩的手会很脏，所以我妈给我第二条的规矩就是你必须要洗完手，手要干净的。
And at times she would actually say, Tony, let me see your hands.
然后有的时候她就真的会查一下，她会说举上手给我看一下。
She would say, I work hard to prepare you a good meal, and I'm not going to let you spoil it with dirty hands.
她经常告诉我说她是很辛苦的做出一顿的晚饭。他不会让我们用脏的手来玷污。
Well, in a sense, what God is saying to us, the way we make the Sabbath holy that He has prepared for us, is that we come with clean hands.
那上帝告诉我们说，他为我们所定的这个日子，这个圣日，他要求我们要用干净的手来到他面前来。
We don't live the week in the dirt of sin and then expect to just simply come on the Sabbath.And partake of all of its blessings.
我们不能六天活在罪当中，然后就好像什么都不做，第七天就来到上帝的面前了。
In the same way, I get up and I take a shower and I dress appropriately for the outward man. I also am required to do that for the inward man.
那我每天早上一起床，我要先洗澡，我要先穿好衣服，为了我外在的形象到。这个世界里面的去，所以同时我也要内在做一些准备，才能来到。
I am to confess my sin, knowing that He is faithful and just to what? to cleanse me from my sin.
那我要好好自由省察认罪悔改，直到上帝给我的这个应许，说只要我真的是诚心的认罪悔改，他就会赦我的罪。
And also, then we come with a cheerful heart.
我们要用一个充满着喜乐的心来到你面前。
Again, when I was a boy, I would have chores around my house.
What?
Chores, work, like taking out the
truck. Oh, okay. 我当我小的时候呢，我就一直有一些公务，家务，家务。
And I often, when I was doing those chores, I would do it complaining and murmuring. I don't know why I have to do this. I don't know why somebody else doesn't do this.
我在做这些家务的时候，一般呢，我是一直在念的，我就一直在念说，为什么偏偏是我在做这个家务啊？为什么不是别人在做这个家务啊？
And my father used to discipline me.
那我爸就来管教我。
And he would say, "You didn't do your chores."
他说你没有把家务做好。
I said, but I did all my chores.
那我回答说，我做了。
And he would say, yes, but you didn't do it with a willing heart.
但是你没有用一个喜乐的心来做。
You didn't do it with a thankful heart.
你没有用一颗感恩的心来做。
You didn't do it with an obedient heart.
你没有用一颗顺服的心来做。
See, that's what God is saying is, it's not just enough to show up on the Sabbath, but you must want to show up. You must rejoice in coming.
上帝对我们的要求说，你们只是人来到这里报道了不够，我们是要愿意来到他面前，要充满着喜乐来到他面前。
Notice how the psalmist says it when he says, "I was glad when they said unto me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'"
就好像诗篇很多地方都说，我们是充满着喜乐来到上帝的前面。
And so we make the Sabbath holy.
所以我们就这样可以以安息日为圣日。
How do we make the Sabbath a delight?
那我们怎么可以用一种喜乐来面对安息？
Well, first of all, by remembering why God created the Sabbath, why He gave the Sabbath to man.
那我们第一点呢，我们就要纪念说，为什么上帝创造了安息？
It's for our union and communion with Him.
就是让我们能够享受上帝跟我们的同在。
You see, as much as I enjoy seeing my fellow believers on the Lord's Day at church,
那我当然是很享受见到其他的信徒啊，在主日当中，在教会当中。
The reason I go to church is not to see them.
但是仍然，我之所以要去崇拜，不是为了见。
The reason I go to church is because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in His name, who will be there? He will be in the midst of you.
那我之所以要到教会来呢，是因为上帝给我们这个应许说，只要有两三个奉他的名聚在一起，谁就在当中。上帝，我就是来这里见上帝。
I realize that all of us sitting here as the children of God are special people. We are the elect of the Lord.
我知道说每个在座的弟兄姐妹，你都是一个特殊的一个人员，你是上帝的选民。
But what makes this place holy is God's presence among us right now.
但是这个地方会就是变成一个圣洁的，是因为是上帝的同在，上帝现在就在我们当中。
And as much as I enjoy having met and meeting you, the real joy comes, the real delight comes, because we're having fellowship with God.
那我虽然很享受今天碰到你、见到你、认识你，但是真正的喜乐是因为上帝与我们同在。
But what secondly makes this day a delight?
那第二点呢？为什么今天是充满着喜乐呢？
Is remembering the reason why God calls us together on this day each week.
那我们就要纪念为什么上帝呼召我们每个礼拜都要奉他的名聚集。
And it is because we get to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every single Lord's Day.
就是因为我们在每个主日，我们都重新可以纪念我们的主救主耶稣复活。
And by remembering the resurrection, we remember that He has begotten us, you and I, again, unto a living hope.
我们每次纪念他复活了，我们就可以纪念他为我们成就的救恩，我们因此我们就可以跟上帝和好。
That as I celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, I am reminded that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, this mortal will also put on immortality.
那我就是每次在纪念主耶稣复活，我就知道说，每一个时刻当中，我这个本来是属于死的人，我就有永生。
And then also remembering that this Sabbath day is a foretaste of the great day to come.
那第三点呢，就是我们要纪念每一个安息日，都是让我们尝到将来那个完全永恒当中的喜乐。
My mother used to make spaghetti sauce.
我妈有的时候会做意面的酱。
And she would start it early, early in the morning and let it cook all day long.
她就很早很早就开始做了。然后就一直整一天就一直煮着这个酱。
So that when I would come into the house from playing or coming home from school, I could smell the sauce in the kitchen and how great it smelled.
那每次我从外面玩了或者从学校回来，我就满屋都可以闻到那个酱的那个香味。
And what my mother used to do is she used to take a loaf of Italian bread for me and put it right by the pot on the stove.
那我妈呢？有的时候 就用，意大利式的那种面包一块，就放在那个酱的那个锅旁边。
So that when I would come by, I could break off a piece of bread and put it in the sauce and eat it.
所以他就知道，我就喜欢每次就剥一块下来，然后站在那边，然后就沾在那个酱里面就开始吃了。
And as I would go out of the kitchen, I'd go, "Oh, dinner is going to be so good tonight."
然后每次我就离开厨房的时候，我就一直心里，我就一直在呼喊来说，今天的晚餐一定会很好吃。
In a sense, what my mother was doing was whetting my appetite for dinner.
我妈这样做呢，她允许我沾这个面包，用这个面包沾这个酱呢，她其实让我养一种对晚餐的一种欲望。
And that's what God does with us with the Sabbath. He whets our appetite for heaven.
那这个就是上帝给我们做的，他就所以让我们每个礼拜都有安息日呢，就让我们对永恒的国度有欲望。
Our Sabbath worship is a foretaste of the glory which is to come, the glory which will be ours in the presence of God forever.
我们主日的崇拜就可以让我们尝到永恒国度当中的那种滋味。
Where we no longer simply see Him by faith, but we see Him and we will be like Him because we see Him as He is.
我们就不是借着信心而看到他，我们到时是真的看到他，因为我到时是真的会像他。
In other words, as I close out the Sabbath day, I look and say, one day there will be no end to the Sabbath. It will go on forever and ever and ever and ever.
就好像我们今天看了对安息日的，我们说有一天这个安息日就不停留了，它不结束了，它就一直会维持，维持，维持。
And then lastly, how do you make the Sabbath honorable?
那我们怎么用一种尊敬的态度来面对安息日呢？
Well, we do so by esteeming this day over all other days.
那我们就要把它看成是比所有其他日子更重要、更宝贵。
Earlier, when I was preaching on this text, this morning, I said, if you go to America and you ask Americans, what's the best day of the week?
我今天早上就问了另一家教会的弟兄姐妹说，你如果去美国，你问美国人说每周当中的哪一天最好？
They will tell you Friday.
他们告诉你是礼拜五。
In fact, we have a restaurant chain in the United States called TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
我们有一个餐馆的连锁的名称都叫感谢主今天是礼拜五。
And it's the greatest day of the week because it's the end of the work week. I don't have to work tomorrow or the next day.
那礼拜五呢，之所以是每周的最好的一天呢，因为工作完了，后面的几天都不需要工作了。
And if you ask them what the worst day of the week is, they'll say Monday.
你如果问他说每个礼拜最糟糕的是哪一天，他就告诉你是礼拜一。
Because they have to go back to work.
因为要回去工作。
But for a Christian, the best day of the week is the first day of the week.
那但是对基督徒来讲呢，最宝贵、最好的每周的一天呢，是每周的第一天。
It is the queen of days.
就是所有的天的王后。
The Puritans used to call it the market day of the soul.
The market day.
Market day.
就是清教徒呢就会把它称为是灵魂的。
The day you go and buy all your food, you get your meat, you get your grain, you get your beans. The market day.
Okay, 可以上市的日。
It's the market day of the soul. It's the day that God feeds us spiritually.
就是因为我们到那天呢可以被养育。
It's the day that we are fed by God through the preaching of His Word, the reading of Scripture, the singing of hymns, the administration of the sacraments.
我们就借着上帝的话语，上帝的真理，我们对他的敬拜，对他的所唱的诗歌，我们的灵魂都可以被喂养。
All of those means are means of grace where God strengthens us in the inner man and causes us to grow in the knowledge and wisdom of Christ.
他用这所有的方式就坚固我们的信心，让我们继续在他里面成长，让他我们对他有更深的知识，有更大的智慧。
And it's a day that we should come with a great appetite to feed on all that God has promised to us on this day.
我们就用一种很渴慕的一种心态来面对这个安息日。
And God has promised that if we do that, He will cause us to delight in Him. He will make us ride on the high places of the earth. He will give to us the inheritance of Jacob, our father.
那上帝告诉我们说，如果我们这样做，他就让我们以他为乐，他就会让我们乘驾地的高处，他也会把我们列祖雅各的产业也来养育我们。
As we listen to a sermon such as this,
当我们来听像今天这样的一个道的
时候， we often realize that we fall miserably short.
我们就会发现我们太亏欠了上帝。
We do not keep the day as God would have us keep it.
我们根本没有按照上帝的规定来守这个安息日。
But God doesn't reveal these things to us to push us away, to chide us.
但是上帝让我们面对他的真理，让我们能够有这方面的看见，不是要把我们赶出去。
God reveals these things to us so that we can have a better understanding of what He's given us and can therefore draw closer to Him to receive more of the blessing that God has for us.
他就是让我们面对这个真理呢，是让我们可以转向他，我们可以更亲近他，我们可以更多的领受他给我们的恩赐。
So if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
如果我们真的是认罪，把我们的罪逃到上帝面前，他真的会赦免我们的罪，他会洁净我们。
So my question for you this afternoon is, do you make the Lord's Day holy?
所以我今天就要问你们，你们是把安息日看成是圣日吗？
Do you make the Lord's Day a delight?
你是以喜乐的态度来面对安息日吗？
Do you make the Lord's Day honorable?
你是以尊敬的态度来面对安息日吗？
If you do,
如果你真的是，
then your soul shall delight itself in fatness.
In fatness?
In fatness. God says, I will make you like those who have benefited from all the stuff of the earth.
那你就可以领受到上帝的祝福，很饱足的领受到上帝的祝福。
That we will lack no good thing who trust and obey the Lord Jesus.
那些信靠顺服上帝的人，没有好处都会缺乏的。
May the Lord bless this preaching of His word to our hearts and souls.
愿上帝祝福今天的正道，把它刻在把他的真理刻在我们的心里。
Let us pray.
我们低头一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your day.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们你的日子。
And again, we recognize that it is the day that you have made, and so we rejoice and are glad in it.
我们感谢你，因为是你创造的一天，我们就以喜乐的来过这一天。
Father, teach us, help us.
求主你教导我们，帮助我们。
To make your day holy, delightful, and honorable.
让我们能够把它看成是圣日，以喜乐尊敬的态度来面对你的安息日。
And as we do so, Lord, may you be pleased to glorify the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
当我们这样做的时候，求主你接纳，也求主你帮助我们荣耀我们的救主耶稣基督的名。
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢是奉主耶稣祷告的名祷告。 Amen.
Ja, nun lasst uns auch gemeinsam antworten mit unseren eigenen Worten auf das, was wir gehört haben. Wir nehmen uns eine Zeit, wo wir Gott danken können oder auch unsere Anliegen vor ihn bringen können.
我们在这段时间呢，我们可以感谢上帝赐给我们他的真理。我们也可以把其他的要祷告的事项摆到上帝面前。
Und ich schließe das dann ab.
最后我来做一个结束的祷告。
Ja, lieber Vater im Himmel, hab Dank für diese Ermutigung. Ich muss bekennen, vielleicht viele von uns, dass wir noch nicht so richtig gelernt haben, deinen Tag, den du uns gegeben hast, zu ehren. Ihn richtig heilig zu halten und uns daran zu erfreuen.
Wie
oft gehen wir einfach am Sonntagmorgen müde und zum Teil verärgert, ärgerlich aufeinander zum Gottesdienst.
我们多少次其实早上是很疲倦的起来，我们用一个不好的心情，我们就来到教会来了。
Wir gehen dahin und denken, dass wir das hinter uns bringen und nachher können wir uns um die Freuden kümmern.
我们就把它看成是一个我们要完成的任务，只要快快把它做完，我们之后就可以转向真正使我们喜乐的事情。
Herr, hilf uns, dass wir lernen können, wie wir wirklich unsere Freude in dir finden und an deinem Tag, wo du dich uns offenbarst, immer wieder.
求主你帮助我们，让我们能够真的可以学习以你为乐，以你所定的日子为乐，就在你愿意不断的向我们启示的这一天。
Hab herzlich Dank dafür im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus. Amen.
感谢你，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，阿门。
Ja, lasst uns singen. Und zwar das Lied 405. Und das ist während dem Lied wird auch dann die Kollekte eingesammelt. Also möchte ich euch bitten, dass ihr aufsteht und wir beten miteinander, dass unser Vater, im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute. Und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen, denn dein ist das Reich, die Kraft, die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. Zum Schluss singen wir das Lied Nummer 602. Ja, unser Vater, so bitten wir, dass du unser Herz bei dir bewahrst, dass du uns leitest, Herr, dass wir in deiner Wahrheit wandeln, dass wir zu deiner Ehre leben, dass wir Salz und Licht in dieser Welt sind. Die Gnade unseres Herrn Jesus Christus und die Liebe Gottes und die Gemeinschaft des Heiligen Geistes sei mit euch. Amen. Amen.
It's actually out of Isaiah 55. Now, this is a newer translation, but in the Old English, and reflecting the Hebrew, it says, "Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in fatness." That's what the Hebrew actually says. And so our translation put rich food, but the literal term means delight yourself in fatness. So in the context of Isaiah 58, I was using Isaiah's words to describe the blessing of God's people is in that fatness. Yeah. In Africa, the way you give a man a compliment is by telling his wife that she looks fat.
Oh, really?
And that means that your husband is taking such good care of you. So my wife, who's pretty little and skinny, the first time we were over there, somebody came up to her and says, "Wow, you were looking very fat." And my wife was like, oh no, my husband, wait.
True. Yeah.
Ja. Nächstes Mal müssen wir vielleicht den Post umkehren. Da. Das ist schon ein bisschen zumutig, wenn wir immer mal anschauen. Gemeinsam für starke Frauen.
Da haben die Vollmännchen schon ganz anders. Also, da haben die Vollmännchen überhaupt komisches Typen.
Ja, das ist furchtbar.
Es ist einfach, ja. Einfach so.
Jiwa ist heute noch umgekehrt, er hat den Schlüssel gebracht, aber er fühlt sich nicht wohl. Er hat schon zweimal müssen brechen am Morgen und so und darum wird er mitkommen.
Ja, ja. Dann ist vielleicht noch Ferienzeit, gell?
Das, ja, jetzt bin ich gerade fragen, es sind doch ein paar reingekommen.
Ja.
Also was mich ein bisschen überrascht, ist, die meisten sagen, weißt du, es gibt so einen
ja.
Gruppen-Ding.
Also können sich abmelden.
Ja, genau. Ja. Also die allermeisten.